Tens of thousands of protesters travelled from across the country, gathering outside Israel's parliament, the Knesset, for a sixth week to demonstrate against controversial judicial reform plans. Many believing the new right-wing coalition government's decisions will steer the country away from democratic values and the rule of law.
I'm protesting for my children, I'm protesting for this country, I'm protesting for the country my father fought for, my brother fought for, my uncle died for.
Echoing that sentiment is opposition leader and former Prime Minister Yair Lapid.
We will not hide in the houses as they try to turn Israel into a dark dictatorship. They will not shut us up.
The reforms would allow the Knesset to re-legislate laws struck down by the Supreme Court, overrule the courts with a simple majority, and influence the appointments of judges.
Well, we've seen people from all sectors of society here, teachers, artists, dancers, people from the LGBTQ community and the tech industry as well. But they're all here with the same message. They say they're concerned about the future of this country.
The danger is that the Supreme Court would lose its independence and will not...
While we were filming, things got heated, as we'd seen a few times between protesters and government supporters. The scenes weren't much different inside the parliament building. Insults were exchanged between the ruling party and opposition members. After several hours of deliberation, a committee approved the Judiciary Reform Bill's progress to be voted on in parliament in the coming days. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the proposed changes are needed to rein in an already powerful judiciary. His supporters have also dismissed the protests as a refusal to accept the election result.
We said from the beginning we want to negotiate, we want to have a wider support for the bill, but it takes two. And I hope some of the parts of the opposition cannot acknowledge the fact that they lost the election.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog and his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden have urged both sides to come together and build a consensus. So far, there appears to be little room for negotiation. The next few days, though, will prove vital. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.